There is a possibility that the tax due date for this spring may be delayed. Let's learn a little bit more about this possibility from A.J. Gross, who is the 1320 WILS tax expert. He's the president of ALG Tax Solutions, and he joins us this morning. A.J., how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Tell us about your business, ALG Tax Solutions.
Well, we prepare both individual and business tax returns for many taxpayers, and we specialize in helping people with tax problems. And that's usually people who haven't filed for a while or have a significant tax balance due to a variety of reasons, and we help them resolve that case with the IRS or state of Michigan.
Now, AJ, is there a possibility that the tax due date for 2014, which will be obviously in April, could that be delayed?
Well, the delay, there's a buzzword that I'm surprised that has not got a lot of press lately, and that is tax extenders. And tax extenders is, the IRS commissioner just recently announced that if the Congress does not act on tax extenders, then it will delay the tax season. And he said that if they don't pass it by the end of November, it will delay. There is a good chance it could delay the tax season, and we're already in November 20th. So the question is, you know, what are tax extenders? And there are a variety of different deductions and credits for businesses and individuals that had expired in 2013, and as of today, no longer apply for 2014. Now, if Congress acts on the tax extenders, they can make these deductions and credits retroactively apply for 2014, and you can take them, but it only happens unless they act.
Do we know where we are with these tax extenders? Has Congress been discussing them at all?
There has been no discussion as I'm aware of. And from earlier in the year, Congress has stated that they were going to delay the decision on tax extenders until the election is over. But I haven't heard anything, and this could be related to the budget debate that's coming up in December. And so it's a pretty big deal. And there's some pretty hot deductions on the table. For instance, for businesses, if you purchase an asset, you can't necessarily deduct that asset in the year, so you have to depreciate it. And there are deductions such as Section 179, where if you can possibly deduct the full amount of the asset in the year that you purchase it. In 2013, that limit was $500,000. So a business can purchase up to $5,000 in assets and potentially deduct the entire amount in 2013 if it's under $500,000. In 2014, that number dropped to $25,000.
So
a huge drop.
Yeah, we're talking significant money here. Now, so we just have to wait and see what happens with the next session.
Exactly. We're going to see what happens. But with you have the complication of the health care law and the additional forms for the tax returns. You have this tax extenders. We don't even have forms, fully completed forms for 2014. And all this will delay the tax season.
All right, AJ, we will stay in touch with you and definitely continue to follow this story. AJ Gross is the 1320 WILS tax expert. He's the president of ALG Tax Solutions. AJ, we appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.